NSA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. U.S. forces in Syria were targeted Friday in a rocket attack. It follows a day after a militia drone killed a U.S. contractor and injured five service members in Syria. Fred Flights is the vice chairman of the Center for American Security at AFPI.
What happened here were Syrian militias that are backed by Iran. They conduct dozens of these attacks per year. This is the third time that the Biden administration has retaliated for one of these attacks. The attacks usually don't kill Americans. They're unacceptable. I think it is the right response for the U.S. to counterattack. I don't think this necessarily means that Iran has taken some new tactic against the U.S.
A new report says a top former Trump White House official will have to testify about the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Multiple reports say former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was among those ordered to testify by a federal judge. The State Department is experiencing an unprecedented demand for passports. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said the department is getting 500,000 applications each week for passports. That's a 30-40% increase above the application rate from this time last year. The U.S. and Canada are expanding an agreement to reroute asylum seekers who cross their borders illegally. The deal will allow Canada to turn away migrants from unofficial crossing points. The Florida House has passed a bill that would let people carry concealed guns without licenses or training by a margin of 76-32. Florida House Speaker Paul Renner still supports open carry.
This bill moves us forward, expands rights in a way that are material, they're important. I think it is constitutional carry by taking away an additional bureaucratic step in that process as long as you pass a background check.
Opponents say this will lead to more violence. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Trump grand jury is expected to continue hearing the hush money case on Monday.
It'll be next week at the earliest before a Manhattan grand jury decides whether to indict former President Donald Trump over hush money paid to an adult film actress. The grand jury hearing the case typically doesn't consider it on Thursdays, and they don't meet on Fridays. The grand jury is viewing evidence and hearing testimony regarding claims that Trump ordered a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. He denies her claims that they had an affair in the weeks before the 2016 presidential election. I'm Skip Kelly.
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow says she's a victim as she took the stand in the skiing court battle case on Friday. The Oscar winner says she is safe on the slopes.
I didn't engage in risky behavior. I wouldn't with my children there or without my children there. Okay.
Kerry Sanderson is seeking $300,000 for his alleged injuries. A new survey finds that young people don't mind paying more to see movies on the big screen if it means they get to sit in the best seats in the house. The survey from Morning Consult found that 54% of the 18 to 26-year-old Gen Z ticket buyers and 46% of millennials, the 27 to 42-year-olds, said charging a premium for the most desirable seats is appropriate for movie theater chains. One of the movies you might be seeing this weekend, John Wick, Chapter 4. It's on target to make at least $65 million. It kicked off its release with nearly $9 million in ticket sales from previews. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.